600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Our big sports story this week here in Washington is the Washington Nationals, the city's Major League Baseball team. For the first time ever, the Nationals are going to the World Series. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson says it's a career highlight for Dave Martinez, the 55-year-old manager of the Nationals. And Jim says he'll begin with some comments from Martinez in this Nationals World Series feature.
This right here, to me, tops everything I've ever been through. I mean, I'm so proud of the guys, honestly. They could have folded. They didn't.
Washington Nationals manager Dave Martinez after his team reached Major League Baseball's World Series. It was a long road from early in the season when the Nationals had the worst record in baseball.
I never doubted these guys. I really didn't. I kept telling myself, hey, stay with them. Stick to the process. Stay positive. Teach. And as soon as everybody gets healthy, We'll make a run.
Then came the turnaround.
You know, after May 24th, we played playoff baseball throughout the rest of the year, and the result is what you see.
After shocking the Los Angeles Dodgers in the deciding fifth game of the National League Division Series, the Washington Nationals romped to a sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, winning four straight games in the best-of-seven National League Championship Series. St. Louis manager Mike Schilt had nothing but praise for Washington.
They beat us, and we tip our hat to them and wish them nothing but the best. Like I said, it's a very classy group that plays the game right, a lot of veterans that a lot of time in, but, you know, their pitching was the difference in this series.
Washington fielded a number of professional baseball teams in the 1800s, and for 70 years in the 1900s, it was the Senators fans followed. A World Series win in 1924 was followed by a loss in the Fall Classic the next year. The last World Series appearance for Washington was in 1933. Washington had no team after the 1971 season, that is, until 2005, when the Montreal Expos relocated and became the Nationals. First baseman Ryan Zimmerman is the only remaining player from 2005.
Me, the fans, the community, we've kind of grown up together, you know. I was 20 years old when I got here. They're not very good.
Zimmerman and his teammates struggled through tough seasons and heartbreaks.
I think there's a misconception. People think it's easy to win in the playoffs. First of all, it's really hard to get to the playoffs. And second of all, you know, you're playing against the elite teams of, you know, the elite league. And you got to catch some breaks. And I think in the years past, maybe we didn't catch those breaks. I think we caught some breaks this year. But I think more importantly, we took advantage of those breaks. So kind of made our own luck, I guess, if that's what how you want to put it.
The Washington Nationals have one of the oldest team rosters in baseball, making this experience especially great for 36-year-old second baseman Howie Kendrick.
It just makes it sweet because, you know, as we're getting older, you know, the game keeps getting younger. But to see a team like us, you know, continue to grind, and I think the mixture of people that we do have is what makes us so good, the chemistry that we do have. We understand each other. And, you know, I feel like being around this long, I wouldn't change anything about the past because this is just, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Zimmerman says this World Series trip is shared by everyone in Washington.
Right around, you know, 2012 when we made that first push, things started to change a little bit and the expectations were raised. And, you know, we've had some chances and couldn't come through. And I think a lot of those failures kind of taught us and pushed us to get to where we are now. So, you know, I feel like me, the fans, the community are kind of won, and you know, they deserve this just as much as we do.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark.
The Washington Nationals are waiting for the winner of the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and New York Yankees.
This means so much to players on both sides, and I can only speak for our team, but it means so much.
Houston manager A.J. Hinch says he and Yankees manager Aaron Boone have the same goals.
I manage my team, he manages his team, and you try not to run out of players, try not to run out of pitching, but most importantly, you just try to win the game.
One of the shared tasks is keeping the team atmosphere positive.
There's enough pressure as there is. There's enough eyes on them. There's enough questions being asked in response to success, response to failure. So just continued encouragement. We got these guys back. When they don't play well, when they do play well, we celebrate. We do it together as a group.
Boone is confident his players can reach the World Series.
They are the Houston Astros, and they're tough to score runs off. And we know this isn't going to be an easy series by any means, but over time, I'll take our guys and their approach.
A.J. Hinch says the Houston Astros are also ready to face the Washington Nationals in the Fall Classic.
When you're at this point of the season, I think I'll reiterate again to anybody that wants to listen, you don't have a lot of time for frustration. You know, I know. It means the world to these guys. They want to do well. We want to win. We want to get to the World Series.
The first pitch of the World Series will be thrown on October 22nd.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As Jim mentioned, the Washington Nationals are waiting for the winner of the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. The Astros lead the Yankees 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. Game 4 was rescheduled to later Thursday night in New York after being rained out on Wednesday. Now, in terms of pedigree, the Yankees have been described as arguably the most successful professional sports team here in the United States. The Yankees have won a record 27 World Series championships. The Astros, meanwhile, won their only World Series trophy 2 years ago when they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3 in the Fall Classic. Let's take a break now for these Voice of America programming announcements.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to PCUSA@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA, every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. And this Voice of America history note, Music Time in Africa is the VOA's longest-running English language program. The late, great Leo the Music Man Sarkeesian founded the award-winning show in 1965. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Some top women in sports were honored Wednesday night, as we hear now from VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. It was all glitz and glamour as some of the greatest women in sports gathered together in New York for the 40th annual Salute to Women in Sports Awards Ceremony. The annual gala honors athletes and leaders who are game changers in the sporting world and role models to future generations. The event is presented by the Women's Sports Foundation, a nonprofit that was founded in 1974 by tennis legend Billie Jean King. This year, the foundation paid special tribute to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team for their historic run to clinching a second consecutive FIFA Women's World Cup title. King spoke from the red carpet and said the recognition of women in soccer is long overdue.
For soccer's been around since probably 1000 BC. And I don't think people stop and think about history. I'm very big on studying history. And if you just read history, if you look at all the years of soccer, of baseball, all these different sports, and they didn't encourage us to go into baseball, they told us to go into softball. I mean, there's all these, if you look at these cultural things, they wouldn't let us run the marathon in the Olympics until 1984. I mean, Joan Benoit won it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All we are is a microcosm of society.
U.S. National Team co-captain Megan Rapinoe was given the Team Sportswoman of the Year award. She can add that to her two World Cup titles, an Olympic gold medal, and her just-received FIFA 2019 Player of the Year award. Rapinoe is arguably one of the best soccer players of her generation, and she is also a leader in advocating for equal pay in sports. Rapinoe spoke about her pride in representing her country and her continuing fight for gender equality.
It's amazing, to be honest. I mean, we don't feel like we're any different from anybody else. Obviously, the team has been really successful, and we're lucky to be able to do what we love while representing America, which I think grows the platform. And so to be able to kind of inspire other people and be inspired by other athletes and women who are fighting the same thing is pretty incredible.
The Individual Sportswoman of the Year award was given to Clarissa Shields, the undisputed middleweight boxing champion and a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She won gold in 2012 and 2016, but she expressed her frustration at not being allowed as a professional to compete in the upcoming 2020 Summer Games.
For me, I feel like it's a little unfair. And I mean, I know all the other sports have their professionals going compete in the Olympics, but boxing is different. It's a little bit more dangerous, and you really have a lot of times when you go to those tournaments, there's a lot of younger guys and younger girls there. And even with that, women still fight with headgear in the amateur. So me to be a world champion, and yeah, I would love to be a three-time Olympic gold medalist. Why not? But it will kind of put them at a disadvantage because I fight without headgear 10 rounds, 2 minutes, and they only have to go 4 minutes. I mean, well, now they go three-minute rounds, but they've never been hit without headgear. So I'm a little bit more, you know, a little bit tougher.
Also Wednesday night, Marta Vieira da Silva received the Wilma Rudolph Courage Award. With 17 goals, the Swedish-Brazilian soccer star holds the record for the most goals scored at a World Cup tournament, male or female. She also serves as a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador for women and girls in sport. The Billie Jean King Leadership Award was presented to Sheila C. Johnson, co-founder of Black Entertainment Television and the only African-American woman with principal shareholding stakes in 3 U.S. professional sports teams. And John Burke received the Champion for Equality Award for his leadership in gender equality and for organizing the first major cycling competition to offer equal pay to men and women. The Women's Sports Foundation has positively shaped the lives of millions of athletes athletes. And on Wednesday, the foundation unveiled their new brand and a call to action with their hashtag Keep Playing. The foundation's mission statement reads, in part, "We're building a future where every girl and woman can keep playing and unlock the lifelong benefits of sport participation. All girls, all women, all sports. Keep playing, everyone. I'll have more sporty news in the days to come. For now, it's back to you, Sonny."
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Some sad professional boxing news. American Patrick Day died Wednesday, 4 days after suffering head injuries in a fight with Charles Conwell in Chicago. Promoter Lou DiBella said the 27-year-old Day died at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Day had brain surgery after being knocked out in the 10th round of the junior middleweight bout. He is the fourth fighter to die due to a boxing match in the past 3 months, following the deaths of the Russian Maxim Dadashev, the Argentine Hugo Santillan, and the Bulgarian Boris Stanchov. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, has said more than a few times on the show that boxing is a dangerous sport. Well, 2019 has been an especially tragic year for the fight game. October 30th marks the 45th anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle, the epic world heavyweight title fight in Kinshasa between George Foreman and the late, great Muhammad Ali. Ali was the challenger and a big underdog, but he knocked out Foreman in the 8th round. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to a report by my former VOA colleague, Ted Landfair.
In 1974, fans in Zaire had followed his every move surrounding what came to be called the Rumble in the Jungle with George Foreman.
Even today, I meet people and they bring up the Ali fight, and they still think the fight is going on. They need to be on my side or Ali. They don't know the fight. It doesn't exist anymore, but you learn great lessons from those defeats. You learn that it's just a day in your life. It shouldn't be taken over. It shouldn't consume you. And it's just a moment, and enjoy every moment.
Boumaye, the crowd shouted. Kill him, Ali. Brutal words for perhaps the world's most famous pacifist. Muhammad Ali won 56 of 61 professional fights. In his last two bouts in 1980 and 1981, he was already showing the debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease, the brain disorder that affects muscle control.
Thanks, Ted. That's Ted Landfair. The year after the epic Ali Foreman fight in 1975, American soul singer Don Covey released his tribute song titled, you guessed it, Rumble in the Jungle.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner,
the motherland, yeah. Ali and Foreman, yeah. And I showed down.
seen that. First he led with a left, and then he threw a right, and a football joint asleep for the night. If you see Ali in the jungle fighting the grizzly bear, you better help that grizzly to make the fight fair.
That's the late American singer Don Covey with his song Rumble in the Jungle. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. European football's governing body, UEFA, has been asked to consider moving this season's Champions League final out of Istanbul because of Turkey's military action in Syria. The big game is scheduled for May 30th, 2020 in Istanbul. UEFA declined to comment about a letter sent from the Italian sports minister questioning whether it was appropriate to continue letting Turkey host the biggest club match in world football. In more football news, South Korea's men's national team described its World Cup qualifier against host North Korea in Pyongyang as a rough and strange match. The historic match on Tuesday ended in a scoreless draw at the huge Kim Il-sung Stadium, which was empty of spectators. Tottenham striker Song Heung-min said he would remember the match as an unusual experience and claimed the South Korean players were lucky to avoid injuries against the North Koreans, who he described as very sensitive and rough. Meanwhile, the South Korean team's general manager said the South Korean Football Association may submit a complaint to FIFA, the sport's world governing body, over what he described as North Korea's failure to properly accommodate the visiting team and a decision to block media and spectators. Finally, the University of California, or better known as UCLA, it's the alma mater of Chaka Sali, our Straight Talk Africa host. Well, UCLA is going to honor Olympic decathlon champion Rafer Johnson and his wife, Betsy, by naming the track at Drake Stadium for the couple. The dedication ceremony is set for October 25th. Rafer Johnson won gold in the decathlon at the 1960 Rome Games after earning 4 silver medals. Rafer Johnson was also on the basketball team coached by a man I know Shaka loves, the late, great John Wooden, one of the greatest basketball coaches ever. Rafer Johnson being honored at UCLA. And that wraps up the October 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Nadia Taha. Thanks also to VOA engineer Aiden Utko. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Dante AU, African Union, can these people really solve these
nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, thousands have fled the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo following ethnic violence targeting the Banyamulenge community. What's behind the ethnic attacks in the DRC? We'll take a closer look on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butty, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
Had a tough week? Well, this Sunday, let the sweet sound of African music restore and revive you. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. Inside this weekend's edition of Music Time in Africa, vibe to the grooves of Mozambique and Ghana. I just came back from Maputo and am bringing you music from artists I met like Mingush, Machumezango, Lena Baul, Dilon Jinj, and more. From Ghana, my special guest E.L. joins me in the studio along with Kwame Ofori all hour long.
Hello, people. What's up?
So tune in this Sunday and the following Saturday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. Music Time in Africa.
On Our Voices, we're talking about the news and issues you're talking about.
Sharing stories of development and growth across Africa, around the world, and in our lives. Topics that inform, empower,
and change the rules.
It's time for Our Voices
with me, Heidi Adams Fitzpatrick,
and Hadiza Kiari,
and Ayan Bior,
and Orion Itangi Shaka.
Join us on Facebook at VOA Our Voices.
It's time for Our Voices.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time
with David Bandy.